long as everyone insists on offering their valuable fucking opinion, I may as well throw my 2 cents worth in.
This is your old buddy, Big Bird.
Greetings! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 standing people, 1 big bird, and 1 shivering person in bathtub.
And now, we eat cookie. Yeah.
By the way, is my head still in my body?
So this, leave me alone.
Oh, wake me up when this is over.
Now stop this! I hate seeing you have a great time!
Greetings! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7! 7 standing people, 1 big bird, and 1 shivering person in bathtub.
And now, we eat cookie! Yeah.
By the way, is my head still in my body?
Sing this. Leave me alone.
Wake me up when this is over.
Now stop this! I hate seeing you have a great time!
Man's respect for knowledge is one of his most peculiar characteristics. Knowledge in Latin is scientia, and science came to be the name of the most respectable kind of knowledge. But what distinguishes knowledge from superstition, ideology, or pseudoscience? The Catholic Church excommunicated Copernicus. The Communist Party persecuted Mendelians on the ground that their doctrines were pseudoscientific.
As long as everyone insists on offering their valuable fucking opinion, I may as well throw my 2 cents worth in.
This is your old buddy, Big Bird.
Greetings! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7!
And now, we eat cookie!
By the way, is my head still in my body?
So this, leave me alone.
Wake me up when this is over.
Now stop this! I hate seeing you have a great time!
Greetings! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7!
And now, we eat cookie!
By the way, is my head still in my body?
Sing this. Leave me alone.
Wake me up when this is over.
Stop this! I hate seeing you have a great time!
Establishment of the West also exercises the right to deny freedom of speech to what it regards as pseudoscience. To what it regards as pseudoscience. All these judgments were inevitably based on some sort of demarcation criteria. And this is why the problem of demarcation between science and pseudoscience is not a pseudo-problem of armchair philosophers. It has grave ethical and political implications.
Hey, Daddy!